Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, May 19th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the Mayor of Commerce, His Honor, Dr. John Bellotti. Birthdays, born this day in 1925, 1960s civil rights leader Malcolm X. From bio.com.
In his 39 years, Malcolm was constantly reinventing himself. At the end of his life, he was speaking to all races, not about civil rights, but human rights.
Malcolm's image of an uncompromising rebel who challenged and fought against racial injustice, and he was prepared to die for his beliefs.
Pete Townsend of The Who, 69 today, and he wrote this on his 20th birthday in 1965.
People try to put us to
Dusty Hill of the little old band from Texas, ZZ Top, 64 today. This day in history, a major event in Texas history. On this day in 1836 in Central Texas, Comanche, Kiowa, and Caddo Indians kidnap 9-year-old Cynthia Ann Parker and kill her family. May 19th, 1962, Marilyn Monroe wishes President John F. Kennedy a happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
JFK's actual birthday was May 29th. God bless them both. Number one on the charts this day in 1948, the great Nat King Cole and Nature Boy.
There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea.
On the KETR events calendar this Saturday, May 24th, the Memorial Day Parade and Auto Show in Downtown Commerce. Celebrate Memorial Day with Buck's Downtown Barbecue, 3D Car Wash and Detailing, and Tribe of Change Incorporated. Food, music, and fun for children. Cars and bikes welcome. A $10 registration fee for cars and bikes in the parade from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event taking place Saturday, May 24th, a Memorial Day Parade and Auto Show in Downtown Commerce. For more information, see events at ketr.org. And our thought for the day is from Malcolm X, whose birthday was May 19th. If you have no critics, you'll likely have no success. Our guest in the cafe this morning is His Honor the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bellotti. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Now, one thing that's kind of good news for people in Commerce is that the farmers market is starting back up again.
Well, we've been working on this for quite some time, and yes, we have Sherry Johnson and Luann Huffman have headed this committee that's actually bringing back the farmers market, and it will open on Saturday morning, the 24th of May at 7:30. It will be from 7:30 to noon, and then it will be from 7:30 to noon every Saturday morning after that.
Yeah. And how are they promoting that? How are they going about recruiting people to come in and sell whatever they have to sell?
Well, there are more than 10 vendors so far, and I think the word is spreading. As a matter of fact, we have a vendor from Sulphur Springs that wants to come down. So word of mouth, and Sherry Johnson, who is our tourism and events coordinator, gets the word out to social clubs and churches and businesses and makes a lot of phone calls.
Mm-hmm. And for anybody that's not familiar with it, the place for that, there's a shed of sorts there on Bonham Alley, just on the north side of downtown Commerce.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right there across the street from the Beacon Chiropractic.
It's been a while since this has been up and running in Commerce,
yes,
hasn't it?
Yes, it has. In fact, been so long that it's the shed is going to be, or the lean-to is going to be repainted and refitted for new work.
All right, good. Well, now there's some other interesting news in that there's going to be some artwork in downtown Commerce. We've talked about this before, but it's been some time. But some murals that are going to be painted, going to be created in downtown Commerce. Tell me about that.
Once again, Sherry Johnson's been working on this for quite some time, and she has a committee, and the committee decided a few months ago that it would be nice to have murals on some of our buildings downtown. And Joe Don from the art department at Texas A&M University Commerce, I believe, is going to help with the Summer 1 class. And they'll be having some artists from that that are going to come down. And one of the first murals that has been accepted has a big lion on it and is lying on the savanna. There's Texas A&M University shield and the Commerce shield, the City of Commerce shield is there. And Dr. Pepper actually is sponsoring this particular mural.
Mm-hmm. And there's a person who's moved to the Commerce area who's a former Dr. Pepper executive who's been instrumental in this?
Yes, and they're at the 10-2 and 4 Ranch just outside of town.
That's west of town.
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful place if you haven't seen it, but I'm not sure what farm road that is, but it's a big, big spread out there.
And this is supposed to be the first of a series of at least three, and we're hoping to get four murals done downtown. It's going to take a little bit of time. We were able to get the sponsorship of this worked out through these individuals from Dr. Pepper. And Sherry and her committee is working on at least two more walls and hopefully a fourth one, so we'll have four murals downtown.
All right. Interesting. Very exciting. And we'll be looking forward to that. Now, also, the city has a grant and I didn't know this went on, but there's a grant from the state of Texas to tear down and rebuild houses. And there's a couple of houses in town where this is going to take place.
The City of Commerce has been involved for at least the last 10 years with the Texas Department of Community Housing Affairs. And what they do is it's a no-match grant. And what they do is houses that need repair, that are occupied, that qualify, will be raised essentially and then rebuilt. We've had 10 over the last 18 years, 3 last year, and then 2 were selected this year. So the program that we have with the Texas Department of Community Housing and Affairs is an ongoing program in Commerce, Texas.
And so people qualified, people have to be living in these homes.
Yes.
And they have to be the owner of the home.
And then after it's repaired, stay there.
Right, right. But so you get extensive repair and get to stay in your home, and it's a much, much improved home.
Yes. And yeah. On the other side of that note, there are 2 more houses in town that the owner has given the city the authority to tear down. So we will be demolishing 2 more houses that won't be rebuilt. These are code violations.
Oh, right, right. So there's the tearing down, which I'm familiar with, this concept, but the concept of tearing one down and rebuilding it, that I did not know that happened. That's a great thing for the city and great thing for those individual property owners.
Yes.
Okay, good. Mayor, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Always a pleasure.
All right. Dr. John Bilotti, Mayor of...